Tibetan Buddhism is a religion with a rich culture that emerged from a wide range of practices, which include the complete scope of the Buddha's teachings, from the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana levels. Different groups belonging to Tibetan Buddhism include Nyingpa, founded by Padmasambhava, Kagyupa, founded by Tilopa, Sakyapa, founded by Gongchok Gyalpo, and his son Gangang Nyingpo, Angalagpa, founded by Song Kapa Lobsang Drakpa. The teachings of Tibetan Buddhism puts a focus on the awareness of death and the ephemeral nature of life, leading to diligence in meditation and spiritual practice. Mandalas, prayer flags, and tanka paintings are visual imagery used as reminders for practitioners on the path. One of the renowned masters of this religion is Milarepa, magician, yogi, poet, hermit. Many names have been attributed to this most famous figure of Tibet's history. This Himalayan saint lived from 1052 to 1135, and his story of personal redemption has continued to be an inspiration to many generations. Through songs called Dohas, Milarepa imparted divine teachings on spiritual devotion and wisdom. Today, we present to you an excerpt from the holy texts of Tibetan Buddhism with the compilation titled 60 Songs of Milarepa, with songs 43 to 44 and 46 to 50. Rachungpa had just returned from India, complete with new learning, instructions in various meditations, skill in logic, and a swollen head. In order to clear up Rachungpa's pride and arrogance, Milarepa sang, "Oh, my son, your pride in what you learned will lead you well astray. To preach a lot with empty words ruins your good experience and meditation.
To be swollen with pride and arrogance proves you have betrayed the Guru's precepts. Nothing gives cause for more regret than disobedience to the Guru. No one is more distracted and confused than he who ceases to meditate in solitude. Nothing is more fruitless than a Buddhist who renounces not his skin. Nothing is more shameful than a learned Buddhist who neglects his meditation. Nothing is more disgraceful than a monk who violates the rules."
More advice sung by Milarepa to try to cure Rachungpa's pride. It is fine that father and son are in harmony. Maintaining harmony with people is a great merit. But the best merit is to keep in harmony with one's father. If one is discordant with all the people he knows, he must be a person ominous or obnoxious. Yet even more ominous is discord between father and son.
Good it is to maintain harmony with one's father by right deeds. Good it is to repay one's mother's kindness and bounties. Good it is to act in concord with all. One's wish can be fulfilled if one is on good terms with one's brothers. To please one's guru is to gain his blessings. To be humble is to succeed. A good Buddhist is one who conquers all bad dispositions.
Kindness is toleration of slanders. To be modest is to gain fame and popularity. To maintain pure discipline is to do away with pretense and concealment. To live with a sage is to gain improvement. To be indifferent is to stop all gossip. To be good and compassionate is to advance one's Bodhi mind. These are things that a wise man should do, but a fool can never distinguish friend from foe.
A yogi of Gutang, who had great faith in the Jetsun, requested meditation instructions. After these had been given, he said, "To help ignorant men like us, pray now. Instruct us in the practice of the six paramitas, or perfections." Milarepa sang in reply, "Property and wealth are like dew on grass. Knowing this, gladly should one give them away."
It is most precious to be born a leisured and worthy human being. Knowing this, one should with care observe the precepts, as if protecting one's own eyes. Anger is the cause of falling to the realms below. Knowing this, one should refrain from wrath, even at the risk of life. Benefit to oneself and to others can never be achieved through sloth. Strive, therefore, to do good deeds.
A perturbed, wandering mind never sees the truth of Mahayana, or the Buddhist great way of wisdom and compassion. Practice, therefore, concentration. The Buddha cannot be found through searching, so contemplate your own mind. Until the autumn mists dissolve into the sky, strive on with faith and determination.
Two scholar bhikkhus, or monks, came to argue about the Dharma, or true teaching, with Milarepa. But the discussion, which was a demonstration of his mastery of meditation, turned against them. Upon which one of them asked for his instruction in the six paramitas, or perfections. In answer, Milarepa sang,
"If from parsimony one cannot free oneself, what is the use of discussing charity? If one does not forswear hypocrisy and pretense, what is the use of keeping discipline? If one abjures not malicious revilements, what is the use of exercising pretentious patience? If one abandons not indifference and inertness, what is the use of swearing to be moral? If one conquers not the errant thoughts within, what is the use of toiling in meditation? If one does not see all forms as helpful, what is the use of practicing the wisdom? If one knows not the profound teaching of forbidding and allowing, what is the use of learning?
If one knows not the art of taking and rejecting, what is the use of speaking on karma or retribution or cessation? If one's mind does not accord with the Dharma or true teaching, what is the use of joining the order? If the poisonous snake of klesa or defilement is not killed, the yearning for wisdom only leads to fallacy. If venomous jealousy is not overcome, one's yearning for the Bodhi mind will be an illusion. If one refrains not from hurting people, one's longing for respect and honor is merely wishful thinking.
If one cannot conquer ego clinging and prejudice, one's craving for the equality of Dharma or true teaching only brings wrong views. If one cannot subdue the demon clinging ego, one's klesas or defilements will be great, with his yoga bound to fail. If one's actions conform not with the Dharma or true teaching, one will always hinder the good deeds of others. If one has not yet absorbed one's mind in Dharma or true teaching, one's babbling and prattling will only disturb others' minds. Therefore, do not waste your life in words or chatter, but try to gain the assurance of no regret and the confidence of facing death."
Milarepa said, "Dear teachers, the proverb says, judging from the complexion of his face, one knows whether a man has eaten or not. In the same light, the fact that one knows or knows not the Dharma or true teaching can easily be detected by whether or not one can conquer one's own ego-clinging desires. If he can, that proves that one knows and practices the Buddhist teachings."
One may be very eloquent talking about the Dharma or true teaching and win all the debates, but if one cannot subdue even a fraction of one's ego clinging and desires, but merely indulge oneself in words and talk, one's victories in debate will never bring any profit, but will only increase one's egotism and pride.
one of the scholar bhikkhus or monks who had previously been opposed to the Jetson, gradually acquired faith in him and eventually came to him for the Dharma, or true teaching, requesting, "Now please be kind enough to instruct me in the essence of the six paramitas, or perfections." In response, the Jetson sang,
"I am not well versed in words, being no scholar preacher, yet this petitioner is sincere and good. The six paramitas, or perfections, contain all Buddhist teachings. To those who practice Dharma, or true teaching, wealth is but a cause of diversion. He who gives his wealth all away will be born a prince of heaven. Noble is it to practice charity. Moral discipline is a ladder to liberation, which neither monks nor laymen can discard. All Buddhist followers should practice it. Buddhist patience, by the patience preacher exemplified, is the virtue which the Buddha cherished most. It is a garment difficult to wear, yet all merits grow when it is worn."
Diligence is the short path to freedom and a necessity for Dharma practice. Without it, nothing can be done. Ride then upon the horse of diligence. These four Dharmas, or true teachings, bring merit to men, being indispensable for all. Now I will speak of wisdom. Meditation is a teaching between these two, as it applies both to wisdom and merit practice. By it all distractions are overcome. For all Buddhist practice, it is the most important.
Wisdom paramita, or perfection, is the teaching of final truth, the dearest treasure of all Buddhas. Enjoy it then without exhaustion. It is the wish-fulfilling gem of heaven, fulfilling the hopes of all sentient beings. To those who can renounce activities, wisdom paramita, or perfection, will bring final rest. This provision of wisdom is most precious, whereby one will reach perfection step by step. This is my reply, venerable monk. Remember and practice it with joy.
Upon Mount Bonbo, Milarepa instructed many reapers who were preparing to depart for meditation in distant hermitages. Those junior reapers who wanted to stay with the Jetson then said to him, "We are now in an age of defilement. For the sake of inferior and slow-witted persons like us, please preach something appropriate to our needs." In response, Milarepa sang,
"Hearken, Father, my son disciples. At this time of defilement that shadows the Dharma, or true teaching, of Shakyamuni, one should strive with perseverance and carve upon one's mind stone the word diligence. When you feel sleepy during meditation, try to pray hard with your awakened body, mouth, and mind. When the fire spark of wisdom dims, try to inflame it with the wind of mindfulness. If you want to be freed from samsara, or the cycle of reincarnation prison, practice hard without diversion. If to nirvana, the highest paradise, you aspire, abandon then this world."
If from the depths of your heart you want to practice Dharma or true teaching, listen to my words and follow in my footsteps. If you want to consummate the supreme accomplishment, never forget that death will come. If hard and long you meditate, all Buddhas in the past, the present, and the future will be well pleased. If you are ever straightforward and upright in the Dharma or true teaching, you will receive the grace of your Guru. If without error you understand these words, you can be sure that more happiness and joy will come your way, for such is my experience.
Some devas invited Milarepa to preach the Dharma or true teaching in heaven, but he cautioned them, saying, "You must know that heaven is far from dependable. It is not eternal, and one should not rely on it. To be born in heaven is not necessarily a wonderful thing." The devas of heaven said, "In ignorant beings like us, the kilesas, or defilements, always follow the mind. Pray, give us a teaching with which we can correct this fault so that we may depend upon it and practice it frequently." In response to their request, Milarepa sang,
"Should you, O faithful Lady Devas, intend to practice the Dharma or true teaching often, inwardly you should practice concentration and contemplation. The renunciation of external affairs is your adornment. Oh, bear in mind this remedy for external involvement. With self-composure and mindfulness, you should remain serene. Glory is the equanimity of your mind and speech. Glory is the resignation from many actions.
Should you meet disagreeable conditions disturbing to your mind, keep watch upon yourself and be alert. Keep warning yourself, the danger of anger is on its way. When you meet with enticing wealth, keep watch upon yourself and be alert. Keep a check upon yourself, the danger of craving is on its way.
Should hurtful, insulting words come to your ears, keep watch upon yourself and be alert, and so remind yourself. Hurtful sounds are but delusions of the ear. When you associate with your friends, watch carefully and warn yourself, let not jealousy in my heart arise. When you are plied with services and offerings, be alert and warn yourself, let me beware lest pride should spring up in my heart.
At all times, in every way, keep watch upon yourself. At all times, try to conquer evil thoughts within you. Whatever you may meet in your daily doings, you should contemplate its void and illusory nature. Were even 100 saints and scholars gathered here, more than this they could not say. May you all be happy and prosperous. May you all, with joyful hearts, devote yourselves to the practice of the Dharma or true teaching.
Thank you, kind-hearted viewers, for your presence today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next right after Noteworthy News. May your life be graced with beauty, goodness, and truth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.